Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Direct from the Broski Nation headquarters in Los Angeles, California, this is the Broski Report with your host, Brittany Broski.
This one is heavy, though. I'm a loser, baby. Wow, 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 wow. Guys, what the fuck does this mean? Fastest lap in F1 history, average speed of 264.682 kilometers an hour. What the hell is a kilometer an hour? What the fuck is a kilometer? Hey, Siri. How fast in miles per hour is 264.6 kilometers an hour? 164.4 miles an hour. Damn, it's not even that fast. Damn, it's not even that fast. I do faster than that on the highway. Y'all ever driven in a back roads, a Texas highway at about 11 p.m.? But here's the thing with Texas highways, you got to slow down because they're those speed traps. They'll get you. Okay, you're going real fast. You're doing about 90 on a two-way lane, on a two-way road. And then you're going to slow down. You go through a town. You hit a town, hit about 35, them cops waiting for you. Those cops, for real, if you're not from Texas, I don't know how speed traps work in other parts of the South, but damn, those cops wait for you. At the, girl, when it goes from 75 to 60, those cops will get you right there. You know how fast you're going? Fuck you. You know damn well what you're doing. You're trying to get the damn tax dollars for the county. I pay my taxes. I'm not the one. I'm a loser, baby. Why did I think Beck and Russ were the same person? Like, they're not even in the same. What is Russ saying? What they want, what they want, what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. I used to love that song in college. Why do people hate Russ? He's just corny. Did he do something? I bet he did something. He looks like that type of dude who would do something. You know what I mean? I bet he's done some stuff. I don't even want to know what bro's done. He opened for Ed Sheeran. How does that make sense? I saw Ed Sheeran at some fucking stadium because, of course, his team lovingly and very generously reached out to my team and said, if Brittany wants to come see Ed Sheeran, we've got... Hey, I'm on the way. Hey, I'm on the way. Shout out the Broski Nation members on Ed Sheeran's team or Ed Sheeran's label, because wow, that man, I mean, it's him and a damn guitar, and he's up there fucking fighting for his life. He's making beats on the guitar and shit. He's just stimming out on the fucking guitar for 2.5 hours every night. Bro's got a baby and a wife. And just the most colorful straight guy tattoos you could ever, ever think about. And it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine with Ed Sheeran's tattoos. Okay? Just stemming out on the guitar. Just hitting a full stem. I love it. I love to watch people hit their life purpose. His life purpose is to stem on a rotating stage. And he does it better than about anybody I've ever seen. But why did Russ open for him? Is my eternal question. It is my eternal question. And what did Russ do? Might be worth a Google. What did Russ do? What they want, what they want, what they want. Let's hit r/rap. We're making it to Reddit. Ow. Okay, so he had disrespected Lil Peep, maybe. He is controversial because of how much self-confidence he has. Bro. This fucking Russ Glazer on the r/rap thread. Bro, you're on the r/rap thread defending Russ. You're not gonna win, my king. Hey, my king, give it up. Russ makes $15 million a year, and that's a lot more than most rappers. His strategy was that it posted weekly of him rapping over beats on SoundCloud. His music's very realistic. He's also human. He makes mistakes, which resulted in rappers shitting on him. In an alternate reality, maybe even this one, I would hope this is how Broski Nation defends me, you know? People are fucking mad because she's just confident because she raps over SoundCloud beats. Okay. He took a gigantic L from me when he said that the reason why hip hop is the way it is right now is because producers are making whack beats. Metro Boomin hilariously responded with him holding a sign that says Russ is whack. Okay, bro.
What they want.
What the fuck is up, you guys? Seriously, lots to talk about today. I've got a lot of questions that I need to Google today. Mainly, number one is... I feel like the number one thing I really wanted to say is that my tonsils are kind of touching each other today, and they're filled with tonsil stones, and I really don't know how to... At what age is it too, like, it's not cool to get your tonsils out? Like, if I'm pushing 30, I'm 28. Careful. Hey, careful now. Easy.
Easy, boy. Whoa.
I'm pushing 30. If I'm like, I need my tonsils out because they're touching. You know what I mean? Because that happens. And oh my God, don't even get me started on when I get a head cold. Them bitches touch. Them bitches want to kiss so bad. The sexual tension between my tonsils when I have a fucking head cold. They want to get close and personal. They want a spoon. And I'm like, guys, can you please stop? Guys, can you please stop? I have stuff to do. I have to talk for a living. And then they start kissing and they start giving each other sloppy. Stop! Guys! I'm punching myself in the throat. Stop! I said. What the hell was I talking about? At what age is it not okay to get your tonsils out? That's such a juvenile, like, childish-ass thing to have done. Like, have your tonsils removed. Isn't that, like, a really painful surgery, too? What? Can you... Why did I say wh? Wh? That was such a wimpy little noise. Here's a question, and I kind of mean this half serious, half joking. Can girls be wimps? I feel like when I hear wimp, I think of a wimpy dude. Can people who are not boys be wimps? I don't think so. I think that's my hot take. Wimp is a strictly masculine term. I'm enforcing the gender binary on the term wimpy. I've never met a wimpy girl. Can you when you get your tonsils removed as an adult? What they want. Yes, it is possible to get your tonsils removed in a surgical procedure called a tonsillectomy. Reasons for it. Obstructive sleep apnea. Difficulty swallowing or breathing due to enlarged tonsils and tonsil stones. Yeah, shit, girl. Because here's the thing. What do tonsils do? Tonsils catch... I'm going to guess. What do tonsils do? This needs to be sponsored by, like, WebMD or some bullshit. The way that half of this podcast is me Googling medical ailments and how does the human body work is truly astounding. Like, you would think that I would have learned something by this point in my Victorian laboratory. How do tonsils work? Tonsils work as a first-line defense of the immune system, trapping and filtering out germs like bacteria and viruses that enter through the nose and mouth. So my next question in this line of thinking was going to be, why would you ever want to get that removed? But of course, we have preemptively answered that with sometimes they can be more harmful than beneficial, okay? Sometimes they can obstruct. Sometimes they can harbor bacteria and infection, right? And make it worse. Maybe sometimes it's better to have them removed. When I was a child, I had tubes put in my ears. And I'm 28 and I'm just now wondering why.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Why tubes in ears? Ear tubes, also known as meringotomy tubes or grommets, are small tubes inserted into the eardrum to improve drainage and ventilation in the middle ear. Yeah, I must have had earaches all the time. I always had a thing about, and I still do as an adult, I think it's like a trauma thing, I can't go too deep in the water. Actually, I bet there's some community out there. Anybody feeling me? Are y'all fucking with me? Are y'all fucking with me? It's Fuck With Me Friday. Y'all fucking with me? Has anyone else experienced, like, all your friends are playing in the pool, they're throwing those heavy little things down, the, like, fetch for human children, where you throw the weights down in the pool, and then you go, oh, get it, and you all race, and you have to, like, go to the bottom of the pool, get it, and come back up, and, like, whoever got, you know what I mean? I could never play that game, because my ears are popping and filling with water, and I'm screaming and crying and vomiting. Not vomiting, that was me being dramatic, but I am screaming and crying. Because, I don't know, dude, I used to have a horrible time on planes as well. It's way better now that I'm an adult. And probably because of my meringotomy. Because I had tubes put in and then I had them removed. And I had them removed. I had one removed in high school, dude. That's humiliating. What do you mean I'm 15, 16 years old? I'm like, my ear tubes. Sorry, speaking of my good ear, I had my tube removed. Your tube? Yeah, my middle ear tube. It helps with my balance. Sometimes I really am Lisa from The Simpsons. Most times I'm the fucking neighbor's kid. Come on, what's his name? Simpson, Milhouse. I'm fucking Milhouse, dude. Oh, I'm Milhouse. Milhouse. Van Houten. Bro, I'm fucking Milhouse. She just retired in 2025, the girl who plays Milhouse. That's nuts. Yeah, I'm equal parts Milhouse, equal parts Lisa. And I want to be Maggie. Maggie's the coolest character in that whole damn show. Maybe Marge is. Marge, I understand the older I get. I'm like, Marge is so valid. But at the same time, why are you with Homer? Like, I want to shake her the way I want to shake fucking Carrie Bradshaw. Why are you with him? Why are you with him? I came across this YouTube video on my YouTube homepage about an hour ago because I was watching Mina Lee. Thank you. As I do when I eat dinner, lunch, and breakfast. And this creator made this video that was like, I want to kill Mr. Big. Like, I fucking hate Mr. Big. And it was a 40-minute long video that was talking about, and the thumbnail said, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, like 100 times with him in front of it. I feel that, by the way. Hey, I feel that. Also, not to ruin And Just Like That for you, by the way, And Just Like That is not worth watching. Big dies in the first episode. The first episode. I said, obviously I'm not watching that because as much as I hate Big and as much as I wish that, honestly though, Carrie and Big deserve each other. I've always said that. Dying, killing him off and not having Samantha in the series, you just fucked yourself. You totally fucked yourself. I'm not watching this bullshit. Okay. Okay. Fucking Mr. Big. Anyway, Milhouse. I am Milhouse. I'm Milhouse and I'm Lisa. Oh, Marge. Why was Marge with Homer? I mean, I get it, I guess. Right? Like, I get it to a certain extent. Like, you guys were young and in love and he used to make you laugh. Oh, how you would laugh. And now he's fat and balding and, like, is bad at his job and is an idiot. Like, is an oaf. He's a fucking oaf. An oaf. Do you know what? I also watched. Who was I watching where this word came up? And me and Tato, my bestie Taylor, were laughing about it. Oh my God, orc. I said, you look like an orc. And she said, you're a bitch. And then we started laughing. Because when we see fucked up things online, and let me know if y'all do this with your best friend as well. When we see fucked up things online, we'll send it to each other and say, looks like you. And I sent her something one day. It was like this big monster. And she said, I said, looks like you. She said, what is that? I said, an orc. Orc. A brutish humanoid race of monsters from J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle Earth fantasy. Yeah, duh. I said, you look like a fucking orc. And she said, fuck you. And I laughed. Anyway, I also said she looked like Mudang. And I couldn't remember how to say Mudang. And I said, me dong. And that's funny. That's funny. You bitches wouldn't understand. Okay, what the hell was I talking about? Tubes in my ears. Tubes in my ears. Ants in my pants. Finger in my butt. Start digging in your butt. Start digging in. Start digging in. Start digging in. Start digging in. Dig in your butt. Dig in your butt. Dig in your butt. Dig in your butt. Start digging in your butt. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Start digging in your butt, twin. Start digging in your butt, twin. Start digging in. Start digging in. Start digging in. Start digging in. Butt. Dig in your butt. All right. Let's move on to something I wanted to Google. Why does the sun bleach things? Have y'all ever wondered that? Like, why the fuck is it taking the paint, the pigment in the paint off of my car? It's taking the pigment out of clothing. It's taking the pigment out of rugs. It's taking the pigment out of wood. It's taking the, does it affect metal? Yeah, I guess it rusts metal. Well, the sun doesn't rust metal. The oxygen rusts metal.
It oxidizes. It fucking oxidizes. And the reason that bronze and copper turn blue is because it oxidizes.
Just started drooling. The sun bleaches things because its ultraviolet rays break down the chemical bonds in dyes and pigments, causing them to lose their ability to absorb. Okay, you just lost me. I need to lock in. Here, it's happening again. We already did Brittany Medical Hour. We did STEM Hour. And now we're going to do Science Hour. So here we go. UV rays break down the chemical bonds in dyes and pigments, causing them to lose their ability to absorb and reflect light in the same way they once did, rendering them colorless or faded. This process, known as photodegradation, occurs when the high-energy photons in UV light, provide enough energy to break these bonds, leading to a chemical reaction called oxidation, bro! Because
it gets oxidized.
I'm Milhouse. While the color doesn't physically go anywhere, the molecule's structure changes, and it no longer reflects the color that defined it. Can you reverse sun bleaching? No, you cannot truly reverse sun bleaching because it causes irreversible damage to the material's pigments or DNA. However, you can treat the appearance of sun damage in several ways. Dye the fabric to restore lost color, though the damage to the fabric strength may be permanent. Okay. So the UV breaks down the pigments in the materials.
That's so crazy that the UV can bleach your hair and fabric, but it'll darken your skin, bro. UV's fucking crazy. It's fucked.
Okay, honestly, that really doesn't answer my question because I don't understand why. Like, I still want to get down to the why. Why does UV break down the chemical bonds? UV light breaks molecules apart because its short wavelength provides enough energy for molecules to... Getting pissed off because I have to focus. I feel like I'm back in fucking school about some bullshit I don't care about. And if there's any Broski Nation chemists, any Broski Nation physicists, guys, I respect you deeply. I cannot talk to you. We have nothing in common. I don't know the first damn thing about this. Physics in high school was truly the course I struggled with the most ever in my life. Physics and what was the other one? I really did not like chemistry, but I got through it because chemistry after a while ended up being a math problem, right? And I'm like, I wasn't the best at math, but I figured it out. I had a grasp on it and I was able to be taught. Physics just never computed for me, which is very interesting because physics is just the explanation for how things work, which I'm very interested in. I'm always trying to figure out how things work. And when it's actually explained to me, like the it's compartmentalized into the atomic makeup of things, it just does not compute to me. I'm so sorry. I don't get it. And maybe one day I will, maybe one day I won't. And maybe that day's today.
And you know, when I hear UV, all I think is vision so insane, robbing, unraveling it through my brain. Ultraviolet from
Angus Fong's Imperfect Snugging.
Your light is ultraviolet vision, so insane. Travel unraveling through my brain, cold when I and ignited. Your light is ultraviolet, ultraviolet. Who sings that? Missing Aaron Taylor Johnson in this moment. Ultraviolet, Angus, Thongs and Perfect Snogging. The Stiff Dillons. Of course it was the Stiff Dillons. And were they a real band?
Yes.
The Stiff Dillons were a British rock band. Oh my God, and that's a cover of an Anna Tena song, which is an, oh, Edna Swap? What the fuck? I don't care. Okay, anyway, can you reverse sun bleaching? What the fuck was I Googling? Okay. UV light breaks molecules apart because its short wavelength provides enough energy for a molecule's electrons to jump to a higher energy state, weakening or breaking chemical bonds. Okay, that makes sense to me. Short wavelengths provide enough energy for a molecule's electrons to jump to a higher energy state. Here's my question that I truly just marvel at sometimes, okay? Who the hell came up with that? And who the hell tested it? And who the hell was like, shout out, twin. Hell yeah, twin, you were right. Yeah, twin, we took your theory and we tested it and you were right. This process called a photochemical reaction, sorry, me marveling at the history of physics, of just like higher level, like physics research and theory, just marveling. And how much farther along could we be in physics research and our understanding of the natural world if we let women into research institutions way earlier than we did? How about women and people of color? How much fucking farther along could we have been? Because you guys were busy being fucking white supremacists. You held us all back. You fucked yourself. And then you said, oh, we can't figure it out. And then you had everybody else come in and say, ah, we'll do it. And then you guys took credit for it. I'm pissed off. Okay. This process called a photochemical reaction can cause molecules to change or fall apart entirely because shorter wavelength light carries more energy. UV light is more effective at breaking bonds and damaging molecules, including DNA, than longer wavelength visible light. Okay, the more you know. That makes sense to me, I guess. I don't fucking know. Another thing I wanted to Google, why is coffee in Italian? Because, and let me clarify before I Google this. Your coffee order is always in Italian. Americano, cappuccino, flat white, espresso, latte, cafe con leche. I think that... well, here's my question, is because cocoa or coffee beans are not only local to Italy, right? Like they come from everywhere. In fact, they import coffee beans. Import. Y'all know that thing in the English language about if it's a versus, if it's a, hello guys, hello America, welcome back to the Brisk Report. Wow, at the circus, Afro circus. Fuck! You know the thing about in the English language, when it's a noun, like report, okay? For example, I have the report. Or I have something to report. Does that make sense? It's an import, but I'm importing something. You got it? It's about the emphasis on the vowel. It's about the emphasis on the first or last vowel. And there's something similar in Spanish that's not actually similar at all, but I am going to say it anyway because now it's on my mind. How to pronounce, a rule of thumb for how to pronounce a word in Spanish if you don't know and if it doesn't have a tilde, an accent on it, it's the second to last vowel sound. The second to last vowel sound, okay? So like if the word is nieve, N-I-E-V-E, which means snow,
The two final vowels are both E's, right? But you would pronounce it nieve. Okay? Lluvia. Lluvia.
Okay.
I guess that actually kind of disproves what I was about to say. Because lluvia, that's the third to last. You know what? We'll move on. Why is coffee called a cup of joe? The exact origin of cup of joe is debated, but common theories suggest it either refers to the average joe, the common man, and his basic drink, or it comes from a combination of the words java and mocha, jamoke, or is a reference to Josephus Daniels, the Secretary of the Navy who banned alcohol in 1914, leading sailors to drink coffee. Other explanations include it being a marketing term for Joe Martinson's coffee, or a simple shortening of G.I. Joe after World War II. So it's the same deal as we don't know why it's called a Charlie horse. We just kind of accepted it. Who the hell was Charlie? Remember we looked that up that one time? It was like the baseball player. There was some shit with a horse. And they were like, yeah, I don't know. I don't retain any of the knowledge that I Google on this podcast. I swear to God, I enter this room. I turn the lights on. I hit record. Alone, by the way. I'm in here alone. I could only create this magic in here alone. And I black out for an hour and I just, and then I leave and then we upload it. And then people come up to me on the street and they quote my shit back to me. And I go, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about because I blacked out. And ultimately I think that's, it's a blessing and a curse that I don't remember that I can just do this. But then the curse of it is, what the fuck am I talking about? What the fuck are you saying? Okay. And now I'm sitting here like, is that how nieve is spelled? Yes, it is. Lluvia. Now, why doesn't that have an accent? That's actually going to piss me off now. Vision so insane. Wow. You're pissing me off. You're pissing me off. You're pissing me off.
Lluvia.
Lluvia. Lluvia. Okay. So I said it, I pronounced it correctly, however Americanized I did. But in theory, my statement still stands that it's the second to last vowel sound. So I guess yeah is a diphthong. So that would count as one vowel sound. Maybe that's it. Okay. Any Spanish speakers in the audience who know Spanish phonetics, go ahead and let me know. If you know Spanish grammar, syntax, and phonetics, go ahead and let me know why that works. I think it's because it's a diphthong. Lluvia. Because it's not lluvia. That would be two. Okay, we can move on. You hit one of my special interests. Now, hold on. Okay, we'll go ahead and do why is coffee in Italian? Let's go back. This episode is sponsored by Cash App. One of the coolest things about Cash App is that you can design your own silly little debit card. You can pick from a bunch of different colors and patterns, add your favorite stamps, doodles, or even you and your friends' inside jokes to make it totally unique to you. Maybe a beautiful Art Nouveau?
Yeah, like a callback to a previous episode? Where are my real listeners?
Something with taste, class, glamour. You can also get savings on stuff you're already buying. Cash App customers can get exclusive discounts for things like coffee, boba, video games, and more. And if you're the type who loves concerts or exclusive drops, your Cash App card gets you early access to ticket sales for huge tours like Kendrick Lamar and SZA and Sabrina Carpenter. You also don't need to worry about any random monthly charges or minimum balance requirements. It's a finance tool that works for you, with awesome perks and a look that fits your vibe. Why settle for a boring card when you can make one unique to you? Take control of your money today with Cash App. If you're between 13 and 17, you can still sign up. Just ask your parent or guardian for help to open up a Cash App sponsored account. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use my exclusive code to earn additional cash. For real, if you're over 18, just download Cash App and after you sign up, use my exclusive referral code Broski in your profile and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account when you send $5 or more to a friend within your first 14 days. Or if you're 13 to 17 years old, request a sponsored account from a parent or guardian. And once you sign up, use my exclusive referral code Broski in your profile to get $10 dropped right into your account. when you order and activate your free Cash App card and send $5 or more to a friend within your first 14 days. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Why is coffee in Italian? And this is all from fucking AI overview. I genuinely would rather go on Quora. I mean that. I would rather go on Reddit. I'd rather go on Quora. I'd rather go on Yahoo Answers. In Italy, why do they call coffee caffè instead of coffee? Maybe because it's in Italian. Fucking dumbass. The English word coffee comes from the Dutch word koffie, K-O-F-F-I-E, which in turn comes from the Ottoman Turkish keva, which was derived from the Arabic kawa. Everything comes back to Arabic, bro. I'm telling you. Everything. Like, Arabic is such a fundamental language. Arabic and, Latin. English is a Germanic language, so many of its words... Is that true? I thought English was a Romance language. Is English a Germanic language? What? Yes, English is a Germanic language, specifically belonging to the West Germanic branch, alongside languages like German and Dutch. There's no shot English is more closely related to German and Dutch than like Spanish and French. While English has borrowed extensively from... You know what? Actually, hell yeah. While English has borrowed extensively from other languages, particularly Latin and... Shut up! Particularly Latin and French, its core grammar, core vocabulary, and historical origins place it firmly within the Germanic family, which traces back to the Proto-Germanic language. Now, I did know that it was a Proto-Germanic language. And what else did I say a few episodes ago that was a Proto... Proto-Indo, I believe that's what it was. It was some word I was looking up. And what does proto mean? What does the prefix proto mean? First, foremost, earliest, or original. Damn! Prototype? First, foremost, earliest, or original. How cool. Proto-language, protozoan, a microscopic single-celled organism. Proto-language, a hypothetical reconstructed ancestral language, like Proto-Indo-European. Crazy. Okay, this is cool, but it wasn't the question I Googled. Why, well, I guess it was. Why are coffee orders in Italian? Coffee orders are in Italian because many popular espresso-based drinks like the cappuccino and cafe latte, originated in Italy, cementing the language's role in coffee culture. Italian culture has a rich history with coffee, starting with its introduction in the 16th century and evolving into the vibrant cafe culture seen today. The terms and names for these drinks, which are built around a shot of espresso, are retained in Italian because they were created there. I guess that makes sense. Coffee was introduced to Italy in the 16th century and quickly became a fixture of social life, with coffee houses, Bottega del Caffè, becoming centers for intellectual and political discussions. My tonsils are touching each other. Cappuccino, espresso with steamed and foamed milk. Macchiato, espresso with a splash of milk. And what I've been ordering recently is a flat white, which is more espresso, less milk, versus a latte, which is more milk, less espresso. Versus an Americano, which is espresso, a little bit of water, right? No milk. And if you order an Americano with milk, then I know the baristas behind the counter like, this dumb fucking idiot. This stupid idiot just ordered a stupid idiot drink. Yeah, baby want milky. Baby want milky and no coffee. I have gone to coffee shops before back when I was still doing cow's milk. I'm off that stuff now. I'm off that stuff, man. I don't mess with that stuff anymore. Back when I was doing cow's milk with the dyed, you know, pigment pus and all that bullshit, whatever added hormonal just horseshit is in cow's milk. I don't know. back when I was doing that, and I was like, why is my stomach bleeding? I would literally, they would hand me the coffee, or you know what's a more actually apt example of this is a matcha latte. You are drinking iced milk. That is just a vessel for milk. You don't like matcha, you like milk. And if you like matcha, then put it in water. Okay, mix it up with water. Oh, you don't like it? It's because you like milk. You sissy babies, you just want, you want a sippy cup and you want some milky. And that's fine because I was the same way until I started, you know, my stomach had bled until my gallbladder had been ripped out. So anyway, you know, something I want to Google is what causes a hemorrhoid, but I really don't want to Google that with you guys. I think I might, that might be a Google I do on my own. I might do that in solo private time, incognito browser. What causes a hemorrhoid? That is two for two. Why is coffee in Italian? Oh, I wanted to talk about this. There's a new way I've been doing my makeup. And don't look at me today. I feel like not a real person today. I'm not afraid of reds. My makeup artist, Tammy, gifted me this little four-pan Dior eyeshadow palette. And in it, it's this really beautiful, like, purpley red shade, along with a brown and, like, a shimmery and then, like, a black. I've been reaching for this recently because I do this. Okay, I follow this makeup artist on TikTok that I have to give you her name. I think her name is Another Hannah. She is Ukrainian American, I believe. Another Hannah. Her username is not_another_Hannah. I love her, dude. I fucking love her. She is the coolest girl I've ever seen in my whole life. She does these fucked up makeup looks, and she always does, like, the way that she puts the shadow is on the outer third and then on the inner third. Like, she makes every look a halo eye, and it's so gag the way that she does it. She is not afraid of a gray. She's not afraid of a dark black. She's not afraid of a pigment, of a shine, of a shimmer, of a glitter, and nothing. She bleaches her brows. She is so cool to me. And she does these looks with, like, the way that she lays and packs the powder, the shadow, is so inspiring to me. And our face shapes and our eye shapes are very different. But I do think that there's a way to translate what she's doing on her canvas to me on mine. And so that's what I've been trying to do. I take a lot of inspiration from her. She also has some just fantastic views on the beauty industry and just beauty in general and the need for beauty, like the cause for beauty, an argument of beauty for yourself. It's not for the male gaze. It is not for pandering. It's not to paint, to make yourself something else. It is for fun and it's for enhancement and it's for, you know, our idea of beauty. And by our, I mean people with taste who know what they're doing and who have an artful eye. And that's exactly what she does. She makes art out of these pigments. And it's just, I love watching her stuff. And she made this video a while ago talking about, which is a cause near and dear to my heart, about how she's given up on dating. Like, it's just really not worth her time. She has her whole life ahead of her. She has so many skills and talents. She has wonderful friendships, a great family. I think she lives in New York. Like, life is happening now. And she doesn't want to waste her life worrying if a man is going to want her. Who gives a fuck if a man's going to want her? It's her life. There's so many other things to do. And so, like, hearing her talk about that when she talks about it, I'm always like, yes, girl. Yes, 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 yes. Anyway, she does these crazy, crazy looks. And so I've been taking a lot of inspo from her lately. And I've been combining that red mauve shade. I wish I knew the name of the Dior palette because it's really stunning, this mauve-y shade. But it's more plum than mauve. I do that in the outer third and the inner third. And it scared me at first because I was kind of just dicking around with makeup one night. And I did that look and I was like, this color can look really sickly on me if I'm not careful. If I don't do it right, if I leave it, you know, unblended, unpolished, it can look like SpongeBob with the suds. And I don't want to do that. Okay. I don't want to look like fucking who's the little kid from Meet the Robinsons? Him. But the sad one who grows up into the villain. I don't want to do that. And so I did that color. I blended it real, real light. And then I did it under my eye as well. And then I added the gray shade from the Makeup by Mario palette, the neutrals, the matte neutrals, cool tone. I added that gray, really pretty gray. And I blended both together. And then I put, it's from the Kimchi and Trixie palette that they did together. That really pretty glitter. It's like a gold champagne glitter. And then I did Space Cowboy by Urban Decay on top, like in the little, like a halo eye is where it's dark on the outer and inner corners and then light in the very middle. So it looks like a spotlight, like a halo effect. And a lot of the times you'll see a halo eye with like a gloss over it to make it look really just ethereal and really stunning. It photographs really well for like editorial, not the most wearable when you do the gloss option. But the way that Hannah does it is very wearable and it just looks stunning on her, especially with her blonde eyebrows. I'm just like, she is gag. Anyway, I've started doing that and it's stunning. It's stunning. And then I pop a little tiny thin black liquid liner along my top lash line. Because if not, then the false lash looks really weird on top of it. Just because I'm so fucking white. I'm so Caucasian. And then I'll glue a thin lash. You don't want to do too thick of a lash because then it turns into drag. You want to do all that. It's still, I'm doing daytime. I'm doing day walker. So I'll do a thin little lash that's a little heavier on the outer corner. And I've been wearing that out and I get so many compliments. Maybe it's because it looks weird. You know, sometimes people will compliment you or you'll compliment people when they look weird. I don't know if that's, you know what I mean? Like, but to be honest, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck because I thought it looked cool. Like I took some photos and I was like, yes, give. Felt really cool. Felt really, I don't know. I just felt inspired by Hannah. Another eternal inspiration for me is Evelyn, number one New York Times bestseller on TikTok. They are truly so worldly, so well-researched, so inspired, so... I mean, I did a shoot recently. I've done multiple shoots where I've shown up and on the vision board, there's Evelyn. Bitch! And I DM them afterward and I'm like, I just want to let you know. Because we have the same face. Obviously, we have the same face. Which really helps because when they paint, it's nice. Like, I can see what the shape and what the colors will look like on me. Our lips are a little different, but it's truly amazing what they are capable of producing. And I know that they use a lot of references from, like, I want to say, like, Galliano. And obviously, like, Pat McGrath and all that. But I don't know. They turn it into something that's very uniquely Evelyn. And it's just, I have followed them for forever, since the pandemic. And just admired from afar. So I take a lot of inspo from them. I've reblogged them on Pinterest a lot. And I think there's just such a fun, whimsical thing of experimenting with color and in a way that's wearable, you know, and anything's wearable if you're bold enough, you're brave enough. But it's also for me, like sitting there in my glam chair and painting in my muumuu and then being like, this is fun, and then wiping it off. That's a different experience than doing that look and like finding an outfit that matches it, a vibe, a shoe, a jewelry. You know what I mean? Like making it part of a whole cohesive thing. That's my next step. Is I want to get more kind of funky jewelry. I want to get more funky with my makeup, like how I paint, and then match that with maybe like a muted but classy, polished looking fit. Because I used to leave the house in like a Nike tennis skirt and an oversized graphic t-shirt and my Converse and be like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And I want people to know I don't give a fuck. And now I look back on pictures and I'm like, girl, you look bad. You look stupid. Like, why didn't you try?
Like, I think that there's this weird feeling of, like, if I try, then that means I can be judged for it. And it's this whole, we're coming out of the era of, like, cringe. And to be cringe is to be free. Like, truly, I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care if it's cringe. I don't care if it's chewy. I don't care if it's millennial. I'm going to do it because all you have is today. Today is all we've got, queens. I used to do that because I was like, if I don't try, then no one can judge me. No one can. If you say something negative to me, well, I didn't even try. You know what I mean? Now it's like I take more pride. I say this in a Minion hat and my Fontaine's DC shirt. If I try now, I find a joy in the process of my visual representation of myself that day. That's part of almost a self-care practice, is the things that are happening in my head, what I'm loving, what I'm inspired by, what I want to present as, that is, you know, it's part of dressing yourself. And I don't think it's just the older I get. Like, I didn't feel that way 5 years ago. And I don't know if I'll feel that way in 5 years. Who knows? But I'm having fun with it right now, guys. Right now. But baby, I swear it, I wanted to call. But on the way around, I happened to fall. She's a MUA at Carnegie Hall. I have a crush on a guy from Dublin. It's ridiculous. And is it Green chatting? Yes, but that's beside the point. There's another man from Dublin that I have a crush on. And it's getting lethal. All right. More on that later. Or maybe not at all. Here's something I want to task you guys with. Start being the friend that carries around a deck of cards. You need to be going to the club, going to the bars, going to the coffee lunch dates with a deck of cards. Teach people games. I was in Ireland 2 weeks ago. I got violently high at this pub we went to, and I whipped out my deck of cards and I taught people Kings in the Corner, and they fucking loved it. Those Irish people, they love a card game. Okay. Sure. It's fun. You go to a pub, you have a couple pints with your friends, you go home. Thoughts on just whipping out cards? What if we were having this beautiful conversation over cards? What if we were stimulating our hands? Kings of the Corner is a great game to just play. Anyone can play. It is not hard. It's solitaire. But up to four people can play. I was having a damn blast teaching this game to people. It's very easy to pick up on. And I also think that it's a icebreaker. You know, we've never met before. Doesn't matter. Sit down. We're going to play some cards. It's good. And you're the cool girl because you have a deck of cards with you. Yes. I really would recommend that. I've usually carried a deck of cards with me in my backpack, but I haven't. Who are you carrying a backpack for? You're 28. You need to figure that shit out. Take the backpack off, queen. Take the backpack off. Pick up the tote. Yeah. Deck of cards. Okay. We're going to do some ghost stories. I skipped it last week because I couldn't find the doc. Guess what? We're so fucking back because I found it. This is from Phi. She says, this is going to sound really, really weird and even more stupid, but here we go. One night a few years back, right after me and my family had moved into our new/current house, my friend and her sister came over to hang out. It was completely dark outside and we had just finished watching a scary movie. My friend's sister downloaded one of those Ghost Finder apps on her phone. Yeah, I know, whatever. And we took it around the house to see if we could find anything. There was nothing anywhere. First of all, let me stop you right there. Why would you do that? Let me stop you right there. Why? There was nothing anywhere except in our game room. There was a ghost named Mad Dog. We asked him the routine questions. What's your name? How old are you? Are you going to hurt us? Et cetera, et cetera. And when we asked if he was going to hurt us, he said, yes, I'm here now. And we first heard knocking on the windows and then the lights were nonstop flickering. I don't want to finish reading this. So what's up with that? I don't want to finish reading this. Bitch, what the? No, I know you're lying. This middle school ass story. It went completely silent for a moment and the lights stopped.
Then my back started to burn very badly. My friend lifted up the back of my shirt with a loud gasp. There were big red streaks all down my back, like someone had scratched me. Then it happened to my friend's sister. Hers were from her collarbone to her lower back. Then the lights flickered again rapidly, accompanied by more banging on the windows. We ran out of the room, pulling the door shut and pushing a chair in front of it. The door shook. My back stopped hurting. The lights were fine and it was silent. That was the story that made me believe ghosts were real. Now, Mama, at what level did you invite that in? The universe is always listening. You cannot invite that stuff in. Okay? That would be my advice to you, Fi, is that's some dumbass bullshit and I don't know why you did that. It's curiosity that killed the cat. It's curiosity that invited fucking Mad Dog into its house. Curiosity killed the cat. Origin. The phrase curiosity killed the cat evolved from the older expression care killed the cat, which appeared in Ben Jonson's 1598 play Every Man and His Humor and William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing around 1600. In these early forms, care meant worry or sorrow. So worry killed the cat? The modern version with curiosity began appearing in the late 19th century with an early printed reference found in an 1868 Irish newspaper. Though the exact origin of the shift is unknown. Very interesting to me. r/etymology. Here we go! I've always heard this expression in Portuguese, my native language. A curiosidade mata o gato. Then I learned English, and there it was again. But I didn't pay much attention to it until I started studying Mandarin and found it. Can you explain where it came from and how it got into those languages? First of all, you're sick as fuck. Polyglot. That's funny. I always thought it was to do with Schrodinger's cat. It's both dead and alive until you check. So curiosity killed the cat. Now see, that makes sense to me. I think it doesn't exist in Catalan, but I've always felt it's more natural as it rhymes. La curiosidad va matar el gat. I like that. I like that. La curiosidad va matar el gat. It also exists in Turkish. Fazla merak kedi. Kedigi oldururur. Oldururur. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Too much curiosity kills the cat. Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back. I like that. Also, want to know something I learned recently that was an Oscar Wilde quote? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. Is that not gag? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. While often shortened to imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, it's not the full one. And let me see, who did the jack of all trades, master of none? Better to be jack of all trades than master of none. Isn't that it? Jack of all trades, master of none. But oftentimes better than a master of one. Yeah. It's actually a compliment. Okay, guys, here's some stuff for this week. If you want some merch, go to broski.shop and be on the lookout. Something new might be coming soon. A lot of exciting things happening in Broski Nation this fall season. Autumn for all you Europeans. And there's an official Broski Nation playlist that Elizabeth made us. Go check that out. There's also an unofficial Broski Nation playlist that some loyal Broski Nation member updates weekly. Shout out to her. And now I'm going to give you my songs of the week. Week in Your Light by, who sings that? Nation of League of Nations? Nation of Language. By the League of Nations, of course. And another one by Nation of Language. We've got Weaken Your Light and also Friend Machine. I've been loving them lately. We'll also go Fontaines. I'm really, really, really deep into a Fontaines DC kick. I always am, but it's recently been reignited. One of my favorite Fontaines DC song probably ever, it might be Death Kink. It might be Nabokov is really fucking good. Roman Holiday is great. Bug is great. Big is great. I think for right now, it's Skinty Fia. Skinty Fia is a song I could listen to 100 billion times and never get tired of. Starburster. I was on that for a second. Like every single day, that's all I was listening to. And now when I hear it, I'm like, skip. Oh my God. They've been opening with, or maybe not opening, it's the second song, with Here's the Thing, that crazy guitar.
Here's the thing, I know you're watching.
Wow, I fucking love them.
I don't belong to anyone.
I Was Not Born, Winter in the Sun, obviously Boys in the Better Land. I talked about Oh Such a Spring months ago, how I think that song rivals like some of Lennon McCartney's best. Green Chatten, save me, Green Chatten. I fucking love you, Green Chatten. There is a video of Green Chatten and Sam Fender singing in some fuck-ass pub, and Louis Capaldi is outside the door. And it's the I've never seen Green laugh that hard in my life. I didn't know he could laugh like that. Okay. I can't meet Green Chatten, by the way. I don't. No, no. I'm going to be real fucking weird to Green Chatten if I ever meet him. Keep him away from me. No, sir. And now I say that and I'm going to fucking, I'm serious. I'm dead ass. I'm going to be so weird and off-putting to Green Chatten, and that's not my nature. See, I sit up in this chair and I laugh and I giggle and I say, I like these men. Green Chatten is a hero of mine. I can't meet him. I'm serious. I can't meet him. Okay. Well, guys, I think that'll do it for me this week. Keep your eyes peeled. Thanks for listening. Be good to each other. Be kind. Make good choices. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.